Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost. Today I'm talking about my top 5 tips for running successful community events in Northeast Victoria. Organising a community event can be very rewarding, and it's a great way to bring people together, raise funds, or celebrate your local area and its strengths. Whether you're a volunteer, part of a community group, or an individual looking to make an impact, these top 5 tips hopefully will ensure your event is a success. So why am I making this episode? Maybe I want to make myself accountable after 24 years of running, managing, and being crew of some of the most interesting regional events. I'm taking the quiet path into 2025. Put it out there on Facebook. I've let everybody know that after 24 years, that's it, peeps. I think I've done my time. I've enjoyed it, though. I have met and worked with absolute legends who have guided, mentored me, supported my passion for wanting to make a difference. And many of these local legends will never understand the impact they've had on me. Some of the incredible events that I've had the privilege of being involved in include the Aeonum Festival, the New Wirreander Festival, World's Longest Lunches, Business Breakfasts with an array of guest speakers, Visitor Information Centre State Conferences, Business and Tourism Awards Nights, AGMs with guest speakers and 3-course meals, industry training events online and in person, Jobs Expos, Taste of Melbourne, Murrindindi, Mansfield, heaps of places and events, wine and food shows with dinners, car boot sales, open days for a whole range of organisations and venues, markets, my own photographic exhibitions, both as a solo artist and with other legends, being asked to be part of an exhibition with local creatives and artists. I've been judging at shows, both ceramics and photographic, and even judging food competitions. How cool. Such a variety and such a learning experience over 24 years. So it's time for 2025 to be a lot quieter. So let's dive in to my top 5 tips. Funding is number 1. You need to secure your budget early. Funding is the backbone of any community event. Start by identifying potential funding sources such as local government grants, community bank sponsorships, state or federal funding, or even a fundraising campaign. Or is your event going to be self-funded with a collection of market-style holders or supportive businesses? Be clear on your event goals and how the funds will be used to strengthen your applications. Research deadlines for grants and submit applications well in advance. Host smaller fundraisers to build up to your budget over time, and this can help build awareness for your group, your committee, or your event. And along the way, you need to keep meticulous records of all income and expenses to show accountability. And an additional tip, take photos every step of the way. Number 2, looking after sponsors and funders. Sponsors and funders are invaluable, so showing your appreciation is essential to building long-term relationships. Acknowledge their contributions, predominantly in marketing materials. Get their logos correct, people. Get them to sign off on their logos or the words. And make sure that you acknowledge them during speeches and on social media. Offer perks like free tickets or display banners or a chance to address the crowd or even just a free space to come along and meet the people. Send a thank you note at the end or a token of appreciation after the event, along with photos and a summary of the event's success. Or do an appreciation post on social media. Mention them and talk up their support. If you have an event website, list them, list their logos or showcase their logos and have a link from that logo to their socials or their website. Number 3, community engagement. It's vital you build local support. An engaged community is the heart of a successful event. Make sure the locals are excited and involved from the start. Promote the event widely through local newsletters, community Facebook groups, and word of mouth. Use banners, property signs, or local community radio, real estate signs, newsletters. You need to spread the word. Collaborate if you can with the local schools, local businesses, and community organisations to boost participation. Consider ways, and you can get really creative with this, but consider ways to encourage local value adds to the event. Demonstrations, parades, shows, competitions, whatever you can think of. Anything that will ensure additional components to the event. And many of those things can be done without the great cost to either party. Sometimes you just need one extra person to run a small competition for you. And encourage volunteers to help on the day, creating a shared sense of ownership. Don't overwhelm them, make it easy for them, but encourage volunteers to get involved. Number four, the power of feedback. Absolutely can't talk about this more than I can here, but feedback is key to improving your future events. Now, it doesn't matter if it's good, bad or ugly feedback. You need it. It is gold. Tools like SurveyMonkey or Google Forms can make it easy to collect insights. Testimonials, thoughts, even some evidence. But create a short survey asking for opinions on what worked well and areas for improvement. You know, what would you like to see at next year's event? Such a simple question. Ask specific questions about the venue choice, timing, activities that you held, and overall enjoyment. Use that feedback to guide planning for future events and share positive responses with sponsors to highlight the event's impact. Top tip. Make a snapshot sheet for funders and sponsors. Try saying that 500 times with a mouthful of gin. Number five, planning and permits. Don't overlook the details. You know how they say the devil is in the detail? Yep. Planning and permits. A well-organized event requires careful planning and adherence to local regulations. Develop a comprehensive event plan, including timelines, tasks, and responsibilities. And this can work in your favor with the event management plan for your insurance or your local government permits. Contact your local council very early to determine if permits are needed for road closures, food stalls, or amplified sound. Ask for templates. Templates are just amazing, especially when it comes to event management. And find out who else has done a successful event. Maybe you can contact them and ask them to give you their top three tips. Have a backup plan for weather, last-minute cancellations, or other unforeseen issues. Final thoughts. When I think about community events over the years, and I've done so many and had so much fun, and yes, I am knackered after each event, and especially events where I've had to coordinate. So I've actually had to secure the grant, do all the planning, do all the consultation, organize, get it all together, run the event, and then do, you know, evaluations and acquittals and gather the feedback. You are tired. You are mentally and physically tired. But these events are an incredible way to strengthen ties and create memorable experiences for the local community and visitors. Visitor tourism is huge in Victoria. So with thoughtful funding, sponsor care, community engagement, feedback seeking, and detailed planning, your event can thrive. So, best of luck with your community project in beautiful Northeast Victoria. Until next time, I will try to keep from putting my hand up for local community events. And if you see me or hear me doing that, please throw something large at me. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.